Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
The Bible is full of stories about journeys. Abraham, called by God to leave his home and go somewhere he didn't know where. The people of Israel leaving Egypt to journey through the desert to the promised land. The people of Israel returning from exile in Babylon. Mary and Joseph journeying to Bethlehem. The journey of the wise men and many more journeys. We are all on a journey. We journey through life as individuals, and we journey here together as a church. Our church journey leading us now into new places as we look to our union with Strathmartin Church in the next few weeks. And today marks a significant point in the journey of Gillian and Andy, as they bring baby Flynn to be baptized. As I've said, we've called this short series of sermons People of the Way. And this morning we start by looking at a psalm about people who were on a journey. Psalm 84, the psalm of pilgrims who were going to Jerusalem for a big celebration of worshiping God. It was a journey that took place every year, probably towards the end of September, which was when the people of Old Testament times celebrated the new year. September, October was the beginning of the cycle of the agricultural year, the time when the bone-dry soil of Palestine began to change and become fertile again with the coming of rain, the time when plants started to grow again and when new life appeared in trees and bushes and crops. And then the families of Israelites would leave their fields and villages and wend their way up the hill to Jerusalem to worship God, to pray for the coming of the rains on the dry ground, and to pray for the coming of God's Holy Spirit in dry lives. It was an important time in their lives, an important journey, and the psalm is full of the excitement they felt in going up to Jerusalem to worship, even if the way there was sometimes hard and rough. The psalm is attributed to people called the sons of Korah. These were people who had a special job in the temple. They were the doorkeepers. And all through the psalm, we read about how much the psalmist loved being at the temple about the special place it had in his heart, not just because it was a really beautiful building, but because it was the place where he met with God. "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord," he says. "My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." The temple courtyards were open to the skies, and the eaves provided good places for nests, and so there were always birds in and around the temple. And the psalmist envied them because they had their homes and raised their young beside the altars of God. And of the people who worked in the temple, he says, "Happy are those who live in your house. They are always praising you." To be in the temple with God's people, in the presence of God, worshiping him, that was the psalmist's heart's desire. That was what brought him the greatest of joy. "Better to be worshiping God in his temple than to be anywhere else," says the psalmist. "One day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." The Message paraphrase of the Bible says this: "One day spent in your house, in this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches." So every year, the people of Israel set out on this journey to the temple. It was a special time, not just a routine, just a duty that had to be performed every year, but something that was incredibly important to them. They're described as a people who had set their hearts on pilgrimage. And I love the way the old King James Bible translates that, as people in whose hearts are the highways to Zion. Why was it so special to them? It was because they were going to meet with God. Meeting with God, worshiping him, was the most important thing they could do, the thing that brought them so much joy. They were excited as they went on this journey, and I imagine their children being like all children on a journey. Are we there yet? But it wasn't an easy journey for them. On their way, these pilgrims had to pass through a place called the Valley of Baca, or the Valley of Weeping. It was a very dry, arid place for most of the year. It really wasn't an easy place to travel through. The journey to Jerusalem for these pilgrims was really quite hard. But as they placed their trust in God, they drew strength from him. Verse 7 says of the pilgrims, they go from strength to strength. They went from relying on their own strength to trusting in God's strength. In the Valley of Baca, in the place of weeping, and in all the difficult places of their journey, they discovered that their own strength wasn't enough, and they learned to rely on the strength of God. In the hard places, God blessed them as they trusted in him, and he poured out his own strength into their lives. And as they traveled through the dry, arid, difficult desert, the rains came, the springs bubbled up, and the Valley of Baca became a place of pools. The desert blossomed. It became fertile and beautiful. The hard places became the places where these people experience the blessing of God. We are all on a journey through life. Some of us are further on that journey than others. But I wonder how your journey is going today. I know that some of you here today are in a hard place. Maybe others are in a really good place as you've come to celebrate with family and friends. Maybe you're just coasting along, not really thinking much about it. But however our journey is today, whether we realize it or not, in every one of us, there is that sense of the longing for God's presence that the psalmist knew. In every human heart, there is a spiritual hunger, an emptiness, an ache, a loneliness, which can only be satisfied by living in a right relationship with God. Maybe you've never thought of it that way. Maybe you've never thought that that vague feeling of restlessness, that sense of feeling unfulfilled, of wondering what it's all about anyway, is because you need God in your life. It is in knowing Him, in being in His presence, that the soul's longing is satisfied and the cry of the heart is answered. It is in knowing God and in worshipping Him that there is fullness of joy. In our journey through life, we all experience hard times. But when our strength is in God, the difficult places, the tough situations, and the valleys of life can become places where we experience His blessing. It's in the hard times that we come to the end of our own resources, when we know that we just can't cope on our own, and when we turn to God and seek His strength. And God will never let us down. The Bible is full of promises for the people who seek God's strength. The Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that His strength is made perfect in our weakness, that we can be strong in the strength of the Lord. This psalm is about a journey of joy, a journey with God and to God. It's a picture of our journey through life. We'll come back to this in a moment, but let's pause there as we sing, "By Faith We See the Hand of God." The psalmist and his community were following a well-known path. The people of Israel made their way to Zion, to Jerusalem, the city of God, every year. They knew where they were going. I wonder if you've ever found yourself in a situation where you didn't know where you were going, or you didn't know how you were going to get there. I like walking in the hills, but I find it much easier if I have a path to follow. Gail and I are just back from a holiday in Assent in Sutherland, our favourite place in the world. And one of our favourite walks takes us up to a viewpoint where you see all the hills of West Sutherland spread out before you. And that's actually only some of them, because you can see much further round than that and many more hills. But the problem has always been getting up to the viewpoint, because for years we have struggled to find the path. There seem to be lots of different tracks that go nowhere except into the middle of peat bogs. Over the years, we've discovered that the best way is to go up a track that leads to a mast, but knowing when to leave that track and set off up to the viewpoint is not easy. And for years, we found ourselves getting stuck in peat bogs. A couple of years ago, we did a lot better coming down. If you walk in hills at all, you will probably have had the experience that it's hard to find a path going up, but when you get to the top, the path seems really obvious. So a few years ago, we did better coming down, and we took a photo to show where to leave the track, and yes, that is me. The following year, we left a little cairn, and then the next time we went back, it seemed to have gone. It's a great walk with a great view, but it's hard to find the way. If you enjoy walking in the hills, as I'm sure many of you do, I'm sure you have similar stories. I wonder if you like TV programs about journeys. I really enjoy programs where the journeys are through places that I know nothing about, places that I've maybe never even heard of, places that are wild and remote. Programs like Simon Reeve, traveling the length of Africa, or through dangerous places in South America. He is really good at finding his way through difficult places. But whenever the way is likely to be really, really difficult or really dangerous, he relies on local guides with the knowledge to take him. Every so often in his program, he meets up with someone who knows the way, who will travel with him and show him where to go. One day, Jesus told his disciples that he was going away and that he wanted them to be with him. What did he mean? He was referring to his crucifixion and resurrection and to the time after that when he would go back to heaven. And he was telling his disciples that one day they would be with him in heaven. "You know where I'm going, and you know the way," he said. But of course, as usual, the disciples didn't understand what he was talking about. And Thomas, who was usually the one who was quite blunt about it all, said, "Lord, we don't even know where you're going, so how can we possibly know the way?" And Jesus replied with words that are hugely important. "I am the way," he said. He didn't give them instructions or a map. He didn't set out details of what they were to do. He just said, "Stick with me, and I'll take you." Just as a traveler like Simon Reeve gets a guide who knows the way to take him through the hard and dangerous places in the world, Jesus wants to be our guide. How do we get through the journey of life? We all have hard times on our journey. Just as the psalmist and his companions had to go through the valley of weeping on their journey, so in every life, there are times that are really hard. Where are we going anyway? What's our destination? What's it all about? Jesus said, "I want you to be with me. I'm going back to heaven. And I want you to be with me there. Stick with me, and I'll take you." Knowing Jesus transforms our journey. Knowing him makes sense of our living and our dying, of our journey and of our journey's end. He is the way. Stick with him. Amen. Worship this morning, but this is one that is one of Julian's favourites, Living Hope, describing Jesus, and then Cole and Orla are going to lead us in our prayers for others.